True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday and also opening day.
Yeah, opening day
of the Major League Baseball season. Happy opening day to all of you. Everybody's got their Brave stuff on. It's great.
Yes.
It's a rare occasion when we all have, it's not the same shirt, but we all have the same kind of thing on today. Everybody's got their Braves gear on today.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling that one, though, dog.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, right. I got it for Christmas.
Yeah, I like that one right there you got on. I went through my closet. This is the only one that I have.
It's a good one, too.
And the thing about it is I wear it every time we go to a Braves game.
Yeah.
So I've been on TV 3 times with it. and so I made a point this morning when I was looking for, because I was like, I know I got another Braves shirt. Don't have enough. I got the one we had for the World Series.
Right.
The gray one that they gave us. But
this kind of shrunk up real tight.
Yeah, it's like a damn near halter top.
Yeah,
because like
mine's a large, but it fits like a medium.
You would be seeing all belly button if I wore that today. And so I made sure I wouldn't order me another Braves shirt. You know, I got to keep these two in rotation.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it is opening day. And yeah, I wish they were here, but they're not.
Me too.
They're in San Diego, but it will be an early game here, which is great. So we don't have to wait till 10 o'clock to watch the Braves opening day. So, I mean, it should be a lot of fun going against one of the better teams in the National League, more talented team as far as San Diego. But, yeah, I'm just excited that it's here, man. I'm excited for this year. Definitely excited to see where this team and how this team can, you know, like certain storylines can Chris sell. I don't see why he wouldn't, because he's always been good. He just got hurt.
Yep. Long as he's healthy, he's good.
As long as he's healthy, he's been good. You know what I mean? And then these other young boys, I heard, I think it was, who was it, Jeff Passan or one of the baseball guys talking about Spencer Schwellenbach, like he's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Hearing that from other people outside of, you know, our circle.
He's my bold. I know we always do like a bold prediction on opening day.
Yeah.
He's mine.
Yeah.
I think he's an all-star this year.
Yeah,
it is a big deal.
And then you hear, obviously the Dodgers get all that, but all the pundits are saying, talking about the Braves. They're like, when Ronald Acuña gets back and Spencer Strider gets back, along with these guys, we anticipate the guys who had down years to bounce back. If that's the case, they'll be right there with the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did the last couple of days of just getting ready for opening day, is we obviously are so into what the Braves are doing day to day throughout the offseason, but then once spring training gets here and it's like, all right, who's going to be the fourth or fifth starter? All right, what are they doing with Sean Murphy injured and all this stuff? And you kind of get bogged down in the stuff that makes being a fan of the team really interesting, but the minutiae really kind of zoom out over the last couple of days and just checked in on, all right, like I know what I think of the Braves and I know what I think that they can be if they can avoid some of the bad injury luck that they had last year and guys get back to the back of their baseball card and stuff like that. What do the national guys think? Well, Vegas says them as the second best odds to win the World Series. So good. That kind of validates exactly all the things that we have been saying about them. You never know. You know what I mean? Because it can be very quickly like out of sight, out of mind in sports. And they weren't out of sight last year. They still made the playoffs,
even though
it was a very frustrating and disappointing season. But it was just, it's good to see. I was doing like, I don't remember who, Keith Law or somebody had their Jim Bowden had their list of top rotations in baseball. He had the Braves at number four.
Right.
It's like, all right, and that's without knowing what Strider's going to be back when he comes back healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so they view them there, just kind of looking at the lineups. Everybody's got them top five lineups. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, all right, everybody sees it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and we all know it because we're here, but sometimes you'd like to hear the outside, what outside people think about it. And whenever they're talking, I mean, we talked earlier, they're going to talk Dodgers because of all that. It was a funny, I can't remember who said it, but they were, because they were talking about, the salary cap, baseball salary cap.
Yeah.
And they say the only time people complain about a salary cap in baseball is when the Yankees or the Dodgers win.
Yep.
Other than that, nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn about it.
No one really complains about
it. Nobody ever complains about it. Nope. Only time they complain about it is when the Dodgers. Now, this is the first time the Dodgers won the World Series since when?
Oh, they won a couple years ago.
They won a couple years ago, but I'm saying, like, when the Yankees were running through it and all those different things, and I was like, oh, well, now you got to have a salary cap.
Well, even then, like, when the Yankees went on their run in the late 90s, early 2000s, that was all, like,
that was homegrown
guys. All homegrown up through the minor league system. Now, they paid them big when it came time to pay them, and they went out and got other guys. Yeah, but no, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, we're so quickly going from, okay, the Dodgers won last year. They paid all that money to get Shohei. They went right back to the market and paid a bunch of money for a couple of other Japanese players and some other big-name pitchers and all this. And everyone's like, well, is it a they've won one. And I know they won one in, like, the COVID year or whatever, and that's fine. But they were in the mix for that for 10 years and never got over the hump. Let's pump the brakes on dynasty.
Yes.
Like, the Giants won 3 out of 5 in the 2010s, and no one called them a dynasty.
All odd years.
The Astros won a bunch and have been in the playoffs every year for the last. No one's calling them a dynasty. Like, I understand part of it is that it's the Dodgers, and you've got the biggest star in baseball, and they spent all that money and all that kind of stuff, but nobody's won back-to-back World Series since the Yankees, last time I checked.
No, you're correct.
We'll see. Maybe they will. But, you know, sports are played by humans, and humans have bones and ligaments and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not wishing anything on anybody, but you know how these seasons go.
Yes, I do.
There's no guarantee. Last year at this time, you were out, and I was sitting here talking to John Fricke, and John Fricke was predicting the Braves to win 125 games. Okay? Now, I realize he kind of does that.
He does.
But they were really good last year, and they were stacked, and they were supposed to be another 100-win team, and then everything fell apart, and they won like 80, whatever it was. He did think they were – you know how he does. He's a little excited.
He goes to the extreme.
We all get excited on opening day. Hope springs eternal. So add that to the guy that every day of his life, hope springs eternal.
Yes.
It's just it's a tough combo.
Yeah.
All that to say, like, yes, there's a lot of enthusiasm and expectations for the Dodgers, and I understand why when you start looking at their lineup. Although their lineup's good, it's not crazy. Their pitching rotation is crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
got a lot of good pitchers.
They got a lot of good pitchers, and probably their most dynamic one is a guy who they're not going to rush back. He might not pitch for a while.
Yeah.
You know, because of, you know, talking about because they have like four damn frontline starters.
They're also already 2-0. Like, it's opening day.
I don't count.
And those jerks are already 2-0. So annoying.
I know it counts for the record. I ain't counting.
I know, but it's like everybody.
Without Freddie or Mookie?
Well, because the rule, the line is always everybody's 0-0. Not the Dodgers. They're already 2-0.
They're 2-0.
Even on opening day, they're 2-0. That's how far ahead of the pack they are this season.
Yeah, they're 2-0, man. But I'm excited for what that is. And, you know, definitely the return of Ronald Acuna. And, you know, the biggest thing, and I did this last year, last time he was coming off injuries, not having too high of expectations. But that's easy for me to say. It's harder for him to probably go through it. Because we saw when he was coming back his first year after the ACL, how he was just pressing. Because it was like, it's not normal for me to be this normal.
It's also easy for me to say today when he's not playing. It's like, I'm going to be patient with it.
But you have to be.
And then when he gets back on the field like 2 weeks in, I'm like, come on, Ronald.
But you have to.
Where's that MVP Ronald at?
But you have to.
40-70.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but you have to be like that. And I get it. But, yeah, you got to be. And never mind. I was going to say mindful of certain things. Never mind.
I mean, I hope I am.
I'm
working on working towards mindful.
Is it? Yeah, never mind.
But then when seasons start, you know,
the mindfulness goes away.
Yeah, you get a little emotional.
Once enthusiastic. Things start counting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, once these things start counting, exactly then you get to a point where, okay, damn it, Ronnie, you're out there. Get it done.
I do like that the game is at 4:00 today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's kind of the one late one of the Padres.
It's Friday.
Tournament's on. It's Friday night. You're going to be up anyway. And then you got the earlier game on Saturday and then Sunday night baseball on Sunday.
Yes.
So that's great. Three of the first four games out on the West Coast are watchable. Then you go to 10-10 against the Dodgers, which fun. You're playing the Dodgers early. Like, you know, one of the big stories in baseball, you're going to be playing up against them, just that early kind of like measuring stick. You have to stay up late to watch it.
Oh, I take some ginseng, man. Pop you right up, man. You'll be all right. You'll be all right because I think you want to see this matchup. I mean,
I do.
I mean, you want to see the Braves.
It's the number one and number two favorite teams to win the World Series.
Yeah, so let's get it on.
The most likely matchup in the NLCS. Like that, that's the, these are the ones. Yeah, these are the guys.
If it don't go our way, it don't mean it's over.
No, don't panic.
Yeah, okay. You know, oh, they're so much better than
But if it does go our way.
Then, of course, we're going to be like, hell okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good, 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 good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So to hell with mindfulness, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just talking.
Only when stuff's bad do we need to be mindful.
Yeah, dog. When it's going bad, you be mindful of certain things. Yeah. When it's going good, you stick your damn chest out
when
strut.
When it's going bad, it's early.
Yeah.
You know? When it's going bad, it's early.
Yeah, but yeah.
When you're 32-6. That's not early.
Man, you stick your chest out and strut.
Good.
All right.
Yeah. We're on the same page.
Yeah. No, yeah. Don't apologize for being good.
Then it starts flowing and starts feeling good. And
That's just life.
Who knows? They just lay back, relax, and get drilled.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. That's just life, man. All right, man. I was talking about him at the dentist. Okay. He's at the
this
dentist.
Is one of my favorite phrases you've ever said.
He's at the dentist.
Did you hear that yesterday, Abe? Abe heard it. Abe was watching Rambo at the dentist. You know you can do that now? Actually made me want to go to the dentist.
Yeah, because they put the monitor up top.
I haven't. Yeah. I guess I haven't.
Oh, you've been?
I haven't been to the dentist. I don't even know if I've been to the dentist since Netflix existed.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Bunk. They do it at my kid's dentist.
Oh, Abe goes to a kid's dentist?
Yeah, man. Abe, did you get a sucker afterwards? Did you get to pick the sticker, Abe?
No. They told me very specifically, don't chew with the right side of your mouth.
Oh, you're getting drilled, huh? Did you?
I had some work done.
Some work done. Okay. Just asking.
But I don't know where to go from there. Were you getting drilled, Abe? But
I'm looking forward to seeing Drake Baldwin, too.
Yeah.
Like, I really have no idea. Like that's a guy that I probably will be a little bit mindful with just because, you know, like he wasn't expected to be here. He's here because of injury, but he's also a really highly touted prospect, and he's here. Man's going to start today in
a
Major League Baseball game.
Where are we at as far as – because we know we talked to GMAC yesterday, Grant. Yeah. So we're assuming that Profar is going to lead off.
Assuming,
okay, he's going to go, and then Austin Riley too.
That's what Grant said, and I can buy it. Although I wouldn't be mad at Michael Harris
I was talking about that. So you got Mike, then Austin Riley, right?
I'll go Riley. Then you could go.
I'll go Ozuna.
Either Ozuna or Olson, but I'll go Ozuna.
I'll go Ozuna at the four. Okay, then Mo.
Olson fifth.
Ozzie.
Ozzie sixth. Although if they don't put Michael 2 and they do have Austin 2, then what do? You put Ozzie 5th and Michael. Yeah, I can't bat Michael Harris 6th, man. I got to have Michael Harris.
I would love to see Mike at the 2.
I got to be him. I got to have him up at the top of the lineup.
Yeah, because I'm trying to do this mixture.
Okay, so you got Ozzie 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ozzie 6. Mm-hmm. Then we got what? Baldwin 7?
Maybe 7 or 8. And then, I mean, you're also going to have to Kelnick, right?
Oh, I forgot. No, Kelnick's not playing.
He's not going to play? Oh,
duh. Ronald's not here.
Because Ronald.
Yeah, Ronald's not here. Yeah, so we go. So RC is definitely going to be 9, right?
Yeah, RC is 9.
Okay, Arcia.
Doesn't matter who else is playing or not playing.
I'll probably put Kelnick at 8 and
eight
then
and Baldwin
at 7.
I can do that.
Baldwin at 7, okay.
Assume Kelnick will play right field.
Yeah, okay. That's assuming that Mike's in a 2-hole.
To me, that's just where I want him. Like, you know, when Ronald comes back, that's where I want him, and I'd like to start him there and just get him comfortable there because, I don't know, the two holes is the spot that gets the most at-bats.
Right.
Or obviously leadoff does, but in terms of at-bats with guys on base and a chance to drive in runs and stuff like that, like, I would love to have him in that spot. I'm behind you on that one.
Okay.
Sale starts. Goes eight. Iglesias comes in, gets the save. Yeah. Or it doesn't even have to be a save opportunity.
Just go out there and just do it.
You know? You could be winning 9-1, and then you just go out there and, you know, get a little work in. You don't even have to get a save.
You can save Iglesias as long as possible, but you want to get him some work, though.
Yeah.
You want to get him some work.
Whatever it is. Just go out there and beat the Padres today. Get off to a good start. Because
the lineup should be out in a couple hours while we're on the air.
Well, we're going to find out the final roster, too. They haven't made it yet. No. That'll be today, I think, at like 12:30. Don't have to.
Oh.
Just deadline.
Like, that's what I'm saying to somebody. Like, we're going to be like, oh, God, I can't believe it.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Could be one of the outfield spots or maybe a bullpen guy, but probably not. backup catchers possible. You don't really know who's going to be back there behind Baldwin. And I don't know.
Or Chadwick's not going to be there?
It'll either be Chadwick or
Sandy,
the old guy.
Sandy Leon. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, all the main, you know, all the answers to the real questions. This is kind of the bench, guys. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on opening day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
These guys like to play baseball. I said, what a novel idea that they're having fun playing baseball. You know, I mean, they like to work. They enjoy the competing. I've never seen, you know, and it's been like that for a while here where these guys just, they enjoy the competition and you know, they're fun to be around. They make it fun for myself and the coaches and just how hard they are and how dedicated they are to what they're doing.
Yeah, man. Brian Snitker earlier in the week talking about getting ready for another season. The 2025 campaign gets underway this afternoon for the Atlanta Braves. And by all accounts, certainly us here, but you listen to all the folks nationally getting ready for it. No reason to be anything but optimistic about this Braves team. Over under win total in Vegas was 93.5. Grant came on yesterday, said he liked 96. Sure. Like high 90s win total. Just keep it under 100 because they can't win a World Series if they win 100 games. Just keep it under 100.
When's the last time they did it?
Never. They've never won a World Series if they won 100 games.
Who?
The Braves.
No, I'm saying when's the last time anybody's done it?
No. I don't know. That's a tough one. Maybe the Dodgers definitely won 100 games last year.
They did?
Yeah. I think. They won the World Series.
I don't think they won the World Series. I don't know how many wins they had.
I think they did, probably. They won a lot of games last year. Yeah. But the Braves can't do it. They even won 100 games, you count them out.
Yeah.
So just win 99. Oh, the Dodgers won 98 last year? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. We'll look it up. But the Braves get underway today. And look, opening day is just always a really fun day.
Yes.
It's cool to kind of know what Chris Sale is on opening day this year, whereas last year was like, I don't know, maybe he could be a nice middle of the rotation guy if he's healthy.
He was two last year, right?
Three.
He was three. That's yeah. Because Strider.
Strider freed him. Okay. Him and maybe last year, I think Strider was three.
Last year, Strider was open day starter, wasn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. Just like, I'm like, yeah, I think so. But yeah, I mean, we were talking about just in the previous segment. Throughout his career, when he's been healthy, he's been good. You know, and I don't anticipate anything differently right now, man. It's not one of the things where they got a book on. He's been pitching for a long damn time.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no book on Chris Sale. He was a Triple Crown winner last year in the National League. And again, knocking on wood, hoping that he's healthy again. There's no reason to think
right there again.
The funny thing is, I do remember this time last year was like, you know, because you talk yourself into stuff and nobody knew what it was going to be. But you're like, I do mean, you know, Randy Johnson. At this age, when he went to the Diamondbacks, was right where Chris Sale is, and he went on a run of four straight Cy Youngs, and it was like, but probably not. Well, I don't know. He got one. Yeah. You can't get four without getting one.
Right.
Most people never even get close to getting one.
Randy won four straight in Arizona?
Yeah, yeah. He got pretty good when he got there.
I heard that weather.
He was pretty good before he got there, too.
That good desert heat.
Mariners traded him to the Astros in 98 because they were worried about his back.
That's right.
Didn't think he was going to come back from a back problem.
That's right.
Went to the Astros, went 10-1 in the second half of the year with a sub-1 ERA, and then he won four straight Cy Youngs after that, and a World Series, too, by the way.
You're so bitter about that, huh?
Not really bitter. It's just like, it's comical is what it is. It's like, all you could do is, like, you know, organizations like that, you just laugh at
it. I saw that they signed a young catcher or something to a new deal.
Yeah, yeah, Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, man.
Is his name.
So it seems like they might be.
He's from Western North Carolina. He was actually little league teammates with my brother-in-law.
Really?
Yeah, they were little league teammates out there in Waynesville.
Cool.
And now he got a $100 million contract.
Good for him,
yesterday.
Man.
Yeah, which is great.
Good for him, man. But
sucks. He's gonna have to play for them.
Yeah.
For all that time.
I could suck for
$100 million and no playoffs. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
But. We don't have to worry about those problems.
Because they don't.
We got the Atlanta Braves.
We do not have those problems here.
Who are in the playoffs, even in their worst year.
Yeah.
Even in, like, last year, you got to obviously put into context what the rebuild was. Like, they didn't make the playoffs in those years, but I think everybody kind of got it. As soon as they came out of that, it's just been either met expectations regular season-wise or overperformance until last year.
Right.
Last year was just, I mean, it just sucked. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, just couldn't. It was,
Sean Murphy got hurt in his first at-bat. Spencer Strider got hurt in his second start. Ronald Acuna got hurt in May.
It was just an uphill climb the whole time.
It just felt like every time you maybe thought the worst thing had happened,
something else happened.
Something worse happened.
Yes.
And it just kept happening all year. And then it ended. And still made the playoffs.
Still made the playoffs and everything like that. And that says a lot about the grit of this team. As Brian Snicker said, the grind, him being the manager, and guys just, you know what, just finding a way to get into this thing and try. Because, I mean, we talked about it, and it's so far away, so we don't need to harp on it and everything like that. But we know where we need to get. We need to get past the first round. Because all of the panic is going to be before the first round.
Oh, it doesn't matter what they do over the next 162, assuming they make it, which we all assume they will. The panic and the fear and the scar tissue of Braves fans is going to show up in October.
Yes.
It always does.
Yes. But as long as you get past that one.
Right. You just win the first
one. Just win the first, we're good.
And then you're
– Yes.
Yeah. Then, then you're good.
Yeah, we just got to get that one.
Just got to get that one. And like 96 of the next 162 to get there.
Yeah.
We can do that.
We can do that. Because they say you lose 30, and it's somewhere in the middle.
I don't know. They say something like that.
I was like, when people say that, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think you win 50, you lose 50, and then it's what you do in the other 62.
Like, you know, I didn't get the number right. I was like, what does that mean? You win 60, you lose 60 in the other middle. I'm like, all right.
Is this one of those things that, you know, every sport has cliches,
yes,
and people like to say these ones about baseball.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to lose 50.
It's okay if you don't.
Yeah. Now, you'd be one of the best teams ever if you didn't.
But you don't.
112 and 50 is pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't have to lose.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You could win more than that.
You can go for it.
Be one of the great teams ever. I think, I don't know. Feels like people are predicting the Dodgers might do that. I wouldn't be surprised. They're pretty damn good. All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about how he wants to have one guy play every position.
I think about if we had all gunners at every position, you know, they understand the volume of reps, what we're trying to do. He knows the offense inside and out. And then I get frustrated and impatient when other guys – don't know it like him, and you have to kind of slow yourself down and say, wait a second, this guy's going through, and I don't know if it's his third or fourth. I'm assuming you're probably right. It may be his fourth. These other guys, they're in their second. They're first. I mean, it's a youthful team. And
yes.
It shows itself in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, what's the phrase we talk about with Mike Tomlin? Standard is a standard. It's a standard at Georgia that Kirby, he expects. And, you know, and there are certain players that embody what your culture is.
Yeah.
Embody what you preach. There's certain players that do that. And there are certain players that don't. It's not because they don't. It's just what it is. They got to get to that standard, you know, and that's what he's trying to do. The young players trying to, because you can't fast track the learning part of football sometimes, Buck. You know what I mean? But at the same time, sure. You can find a way to continuously try to get better and better and better. And that's the biggest thing about it is, but you always have guys that embody what your culture, your mission statement is, everything.
It's especially helpful when they're your best guys.
Yes.
You know, it feels
yes.
like the best teams
yes.
when the most talented players are also the ones that you believe in from a cultural
yes.
standpoint.
Yes.
That really
the ones
goes
you
a long
don't,
way.
The ones you don't. Get yelled. The ones that don't get yelled at a lot.
Yeah.
Like if they get yelled at, it's because the coach feels like he got to make something.
I got to make a point here.
I got to make a point, so I got to yell at
him. He can take it, but yes. I'm really trying to talk
exactly.
to this guy, but
exactly.
I'm talking to this guy.
100%. 100%.
I also can't help but think of how funny it would be to see Gunnar Stockton play all 11 positions.
Now, Gunnar, one thing I know and heard about Gunnar, and we saw firsthand when that dude from Texas knocked his ass
he's
out.
He's tough.
The tough-ass kid.
It's tough.
Tough.
I don't know if he's setting the edge.
No.
But he's tough.
No, he ain't that damn tough.
It reminds me of that Nike commercial that they had way back in the day where Ken Griffey Jr. played every position.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we're looking into human cloning or something like
right.
that, and they had him at every position. It's like that.
Yeah.
Gunnar Stockton, the corner.
No, yeah, that wouldn't be.
What do you got? You got to have some swivel in your hips
yeah,
for that
man.
One.
Yeah, man. I mean, he is, you know, I'm assuming he is in the lead for this quarterback position. Seems like that Kirby has all the faith in the world to him. And I know he's talking about some of the receivers and everything. They're getting better and better. They're all very young. They're all very, very young. And maybe your best one, we don't know when he's coming back. Talking about Nitro, we don't know when he's coming back. So it's going to be a growing process. It's going to be a learning process. But the one thing about it is because of Georgia's expectations as far as national championships or bust, y'all better giddy up early.
I saw LeBron James was trending this morning. I assume it's because of this and no other reason.
Luka!
Yeah, nice. I mean, it was a hell of a
game
play.
Winner.
Hell of a play.
Got
to
box out, Pacers.
It was crazy because they had the list up of game winners, and because Michael Jordan is 9,
uh-huh.
LeBron tied Kobe for 8.
Oh, really?
And Joe Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah, when I saw Joe Johnson, I was like, whoa.
One of these things is unlike the other.
Yeah, I was like, damn, Joe.
Good for Joe.
ISO Joe.
ISO Joe.
ISO Joe.
They didn't
Joe.
Call him that for nothing.
No, they did not. Even Jeff T was like, here. By the time you get the damn bat back at the Joe don't whip between his legs 4 times, it's a second left on the shot clock.
Yeah, no, nice putback, though, for LeBron last night.
Yeah, man.
As he was
they needed it, too. They were
against the Pacers. They had lost 5 in a row
yeah,
on the
something
road.
Like that. And we talked earlier about because the Hawks played the Pacers yesterday. But, I mean, I'm sorry, the Hawks played the Rockets yesterday. Rockets are number 2.
Uh-huh.
The Lakers were sliding a little
yeah.
bit and everything like that. So, yeah, they needed that win big as far as their position in trying to get the right seeding for them in the West.
Yep. And that's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's nothing.
That's all there is to say about it.
I laughed all my laugh
it's
out.
It's the only thing that happened with him.
I laughed all my laugh
as far
out
as
last
I saw.
Night with the whole swinging on him and then the video. I laughed all my laugh out
yeah.
because I was like, stop.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah, stop.
That's it. We have the choice to. You do too. You also have the choice. You don't have to click on it. Click responsibly today, okay? Be vigilant, diligent, mindful. Be mindful. We'll be right back. We'll talk some NCAA tournament. Sweet 16 starts tonight. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We've all relived this moment.
How so?
Flying down 285 when you were a young jit. When this song came out, you just wanted to ride, around 285.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just the whole?
Yep. Just went right around 285.
How long does that take?
When this all came on.
If I started at exit, whatever the one is where I live by in Smyrna, and just went south mm-hmm. and just kept riding all the way around in the whole circle,
mm-hmm.
back up over the top, back to the same exit, how long would that take me? I guess time of day would
time
matter.
Time of day would
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, that would, you wouldn't want to do
about
it.
About 30 minutes.
No.
Yeah. If you just kept going. With no traffic?
With no traffic, they take you 30 minutes to go around 285.
So. Really? I thought it was like 60 miles long.
Is it?
I don't know how long it is. I just felt like it takes me 30 minutes to go from my exit to the airport. And that's like a quarter of the way. You know what I mean? But I guess that depends on the time of day.
I would say an hour and a half.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
Bo drives pretty fast.
Yeah, Bo does. Bo got lead foot. So, yeah, that might. But, yeah, I would think maybe.
It's 64 miles.
Oh, 64 miles.
So, if you went in half 45 an hour, minutes. You're going 120 miles an hour. A little faster than Nitro Tuggle was going, by the way, when he got pulled over.
65 miles?
Yeah, 64 miles. Yeah.
And you said you do it in 45 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, nobody
drives 60.
That's
probably going like 85, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You're not shaving 20 minutes off 65 going 85. I don't have the math in my head like that.
That just seems fast as hell.
If you're going 85 miles an hour, you could do it. Obviously, it would be in under an hour, but it would probably be
also
like
if there's no traffic,
minutes.
I'm hitting triple digits on 285. I'm sorry, and no construction lane, like in the perfect driving scenario with no cars on the road.
Okay, so you're talking about a situation where literally no one else is on the road, and you're just like using it like one giant NASCAR track. Okay, in that case, you probably could do that, but like you know, you leave at the wrong time. You leave at 4:45 on a Friday, you wouldn't see home till after dark. You wouldn't be all the way back around. Wasn't there a Braves player that did that?
I was like George football player.
The guy that, yeah, right. That was, yeah. Yeah. 107 that was, yeah. 107's where they got him.
Yeah,
at,
get his ass and get him, throw him, whatever.
Come on, Nitro.
Whatever. No, we have,
slow it down.
I guess it's
there was a Braves player that didn't know where the stadium was and drove around 285 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't see that big-ass stadium?
It's hard to see. Hard to see.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know the specific type events going, but we have this big event here on our floor. Obviously, some with V103 and Star. And, you know, I just saw Keisha Bottoms, mm-hmm. and she was there. So she's taking pictures in front of the red carpet thing they got over there, waving and everything like that. But I was like, when I came out, I was like, oh, yeah, smell of woman. The smell of woman is in the air. And you know,
specific
and
was, though, no, like no offense to anybody, but specific.
Yeah, whole lot of white diamond.
It smelled like some church grandmas.
Yeah, it smelled like a whole lot of white diamond. Yeah. And everybody know grandma that perfume right there. Every single year. Every single year.
Yeah, it was a real strong.
Yeah,
it's not a bad smell.
No, it doesn't smell bad.
But
at
it
all.
Was overpowering.
But you know it.
You walk because like to get to the bathroom here on the ninth floor, you go out the door.
Yeah.
That's fingerprint protected. Which is good. You got to protect our safety here at 90th. Yeah. You never know who's coming.
Yeah.
Then you walk down that hallway where the elevators are, and that's where they have the red carpet and like the backdrop. Everybody's doing interviews and pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when I came off the elevator,
yeah.
It was just populated by just like beautifully dressed,
beautiful
grown people,
Sunday best,
like absolutely yes, looking just beautiful. Looking beautiful. Perfect. And I mean,
we
you know,
like this.
It's opening day, so we wore our nicest Braves shirts, but like yeah. We're all in t-shirts and whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
it's opening day, and we look rough.
I saw one of our sales guys. I mean, he's got a 3-piece suit on.
He looked clean too.
Yeah, he looked great.
Yeah, looked clean.
I was like, oh, I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, like y'all would have told me, I would have put on. Nah,
I got a Braves polo.
I would have worn the same thing.
Yeah, I would probably have worn the same thing. But it's like normally I don't think twice about it because everybody kind of looks the same around here. You get off the elevator, it looks like Easter Sunday, you know? You get a little self-conscious about your jeans that you're wearing. You know what I mean?
Bobby, but yeah, it was like Sunday sharp.
I don't know what the event is,
no.
But there's some very impressive people
yes,
down the
is.
Hall.
Yes, it is.
So.
But yeah, I was like, woo. That, oh yeah, boy! They got their Sunday best on, man. Sunday best on. Just don't be overpopulating that collection plate, like some people want you to.
Oh, I'm sure there's some sort of collection plate going on in that room too. Probably. It's a fundraiser of sorts.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're raising funds for. I don't know, but it's somebody's gonna be asking somebody for money. 100% guaranteed. You don't get dressed up that and not get asked for money.
When you go to church, right, and it's time to do the collection, do they have a QR code that you use?
I bet they do.
Oh, but
they pass around a couple nice big gold.
Yeah,
bowls.
You can do that because when I went to church,
plates.
Last time I went to church, it was the QR code. I was like, QR code for church? For the donation?
Smart.
Then they had the church cash app too. I was like, damn.
Pretty smart.
I don't know about
it's
all
like
that.
The Girl Scout cookies
yeah,
now too.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Because you always used to get by with, oh, you pat your wallet. But, oh, I don't have any cash.
But when did I tell your mama gave you some money? Like, I ain't had no cash on me, so mama had to give me some money to put in the collection plate.
Oh, well, so what we always do is we make sure we have whatever you're going to give that Sunday, and we give it to Lily so she can put it in there.
And that's what we
so
did.
She can feel
I was like, mama, you got some money I can borrow, mama? She's like, huh? I said, mama, you got a couple dollars that I can borrow.
Right.
She said, here, baby. And it said it just like that to her, baby. and gave me a few dollars. And I did say that I gave it to Samson to put into play.
Right. But here's how sneaky she is. Last time, it was not last Sunday because we were out of town, but the weekend before that, we normally it's a 5 or 10, whatever.
Yeah.
But I had a couple of extra ones. So I gave her like $7 to put in there. She put in the 5. She was trying to keep the 2. I was like, "No, put it in there. Come on. Don't be skimming off the top. What are we doing here?
She's skimming off the top and the touch.
taking a chunk? Like, what was that, the service fee? Is that what that was? The 5-year-old
skimming off the top.
Service fee? Goodness gracious. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast.
Pascal Press.
Yeah, Pascal Press. Okay. That's right. Okay. PadlyBuys.com. Hey, just a reminder, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's home of the NCAA Basketball Championship. Join us for complete play-by-play coverage all the way through the national championship game on April 7th. Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. Humberto Injury Law, after an injury, we are your winning team. And by Window Nation, buy 4 windows, get 4 free. That's the NCAA tournament continuing through April 7th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, the Sweet 16 games that are here in Atlanta are tomorrow.
Yes.
Those are tomorrow evening. There's 4 games tonight, though. 2 of them in New Jersey, 2 of them in San Francisco, California. You get started off with BYU and Alabama, which BYU is an interesting story.
They are.
Like, obviously, they're good. By the way, their coach from here played college basketball at, what college did I say? Clayton State?
Mm-hmm.
That's right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's you told me, yeah.
Played there. And he's coaching BYU. He's got an NBA background. They're building that thing.
Oh,
NIL back.
You remember what I said on Monday? They said it's good times when it happened in Provo.
Yeah.
Good times happened in Provo. They got the backing, and one of their biggest backers happens to own an NBA team.
Yeah. So they got the money.
Yeah.
They got the AJ Dibansta kid, who's the number one recruit in the next year class, going there, and they're in the Sweet 16.
Yes.
So. And they're fun to watch. They score a lot of points. So does Alabama. So it should be there should be a track meet tonight in the first game. Then you got Maryland and Florida. Kind of feels like Florida maybe dodged their bullet. You know, like they played UConn. UConn played them tough. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Whatever you want to say. But they went toe to toe with those guys and knocked them off. Maryland got there on the play of the tournament thus far. This one doesn't, to me, seem like it goes well for the Terps tonight.
No, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at certain matchups and certain things, and when we get to this point, it's like Florida, to me, is top to bottom, say they're top 10 guys. I think they're the most complete team in the tournament left. As great as Duke is.
Yeah. I think they go 7 deep better than anybody.
I just think that they are, you know, the most. And so when you look at that from a standpoint, that's why I picked them, because, you know, listening to certain people that I, you know, God, I can't believe I'm giving damn Gators praise. That basketball team in Gainesville.
Sure.
Yeah, that basketball team in Gainesville. They're very, very talented. And the thing about it is when you're facing a team like a UConn, like you said, heart of a champion, been there. A lot of those guys
well-coached,
have been on those type of teams, has been through those battles and unscathed through the tournament. So it was eventually that, you know, they weren't going to lie down. I know this wasn't the best UConn team ever, but they still had that championship makeup about them.
And you're like also you going to have one like that.
And they usually have one in the tournament.
If you're winning 6 of them, which Florida may do, one of them's going to look like that.
Yes.
Like you're going to, whether it's an early one or you get to the Final 4, whatever it is, like you're going to have to, you're going to have to execute late and win a close game.
Yes.
And as much better as they are kind of now than everyone else in that region, I don't know. I like Maryland, and it was a really cool way that they got there with that buzzer beater. There is some confusion about what exactly. I don't care. I like fun, so I don't care if he traveled or not. It went in, and it was a buzzer beater. There is some confusion about what their coach is going to do, because he's still, you know, he hasn't committed one way or the other. He's had some weird quotes throughout the tournament thus far.
Just tell us.
If I'm a Maryland fan, I'm. It's like, come on,
like,
man.
What is he gonna?
We haven't been in the Sweet 16 in a while. Can we just enjoy this?
Where is he gonna go?
Villanova.
Okay. All right.
Pretty good job.
It is. Never mind. Maryland, I mean,
pretty good job. By the way,
Maryland, the ACC, that was a prime job, but it ain't like it used to be.
I think it's still really good, but yeah, I don't know. When we talk about this all the time in college football, it's easier for me to sort of say what I think is a good job.
And what's not.
What isn't. Like, college basketball is, it depends on the coach. Like, I know Villanova's been a good program for a long time, but like Jay Wright made
that
great.
Exactly.
That's what he did.
That's why I stopped myself. I was like, is that a good now? Is Jay Wright and he got all the Knicks there?
Right. Was Auburn a good job? Bruce Pearl went there.
Exactly.
That's why it's good.
And so is that a standpoint where if he goes to Villanova, I mean, I would always, and that's why I caught myself, you're just asking me, would I would think that Maryland would be a better job than Villanova.
I don't know.
I mean,
I know Villanova's main focus is going to be on basketball.
Yes, and that's
I don't know what Maryland's main focus is. Here's my main focus if I'm Kevin Willard. That's his name. Who's paying me more?
Right.
Maryland or Villanova? Okay, you guys are? I'm going over there.
Which one would you take?
I would probably go to Villanova.
Okay.
I'd probably do that one. They've won more national championships more recently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Arizona and Duke is tonight as well. Duke, the other team that kind of everybody feels like is a national championship favorite, certainly understand that. The funny thing about Arizona is their best guy is a transfer from North Carolina who beat Duke in Coach K's final game at Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
He was their best player for North Carolina, and then beat Duke in the Final Four that same year. So Caleb Love is Arizona's best guy. He's the boogeyman for Duke. Like, he's already done it to him.
But Duke got the boogeyman slayer.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
But I just, if you're a Duke fan and you're like, you're kidding me? This guy again? We thought we got rid of this guy. He transferred way out to the desert.
But,
and now we got to see him in the Sweet 16.
What do you think about Duke, though, after the last weekend? They ain't playing round, dog.
No, they're beating the hell out of
everyone.
Yeah,
they beating the hell out of
everyone. They're really good.
They're looking like the women's bracket.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And I think they're going to do that there.
Yeah, just beating the hell out of them. The underdog, which is Coach
Cinderella.
Kyle, the Cinderella Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yep.
Taking on a good Texas Tech.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope Cal stays in it.
I need Cal to stay in it. I need Cal to stay in it because I just need some more Cal quotes.
Yeah.
I need some more Cal quotes that, you know, that they're playing, their backs are against the wall. They're, you know, we were counted out because they were. I mean, we talked about it. What the hell's going on with Arkansas early on in the season? But we all talked about their talent. They got individually talented players. They've gotten healthy. All right. Cal has been here with these teams in these moments before, so he knows how to get these guys ready.
Yeah, I just feel like for me, I know a big part of the conversation coming out of the first weekend was the lack of Cinderellas, and it's true, but like I don't need it. There's still good stories, you know what I mean? It's not the only good story in the NCAA tournament is the Cinderella story.
Right.
Like, John Calipari taking Arkansas to the Final Four in his first year is a good story.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, it would be.
Like Caleb Love playing against Duke in the Sweet 16 now in Arizona. That's a good story. I mean, you know, BYU in general, Alabama in general, those are good stories. But I think that, to me, now at this point in the tournament, since obviously my team wasn't even close to it, and if your team's not in it anymore, you just kind of root for the most interesting story.
Yep.
And to me, Cal's kind of one of those ones.
Yeah,
there's only a couple left.
There's only a couple left, and it's not necessarily because of they're a mid-major or anything like that. It's freaking Arkansas.
No, it's because it's him.
It's him.
Yeah.
It's him, and it's this team that's – it's not like most Cal teams, 1, 2, 3 seeds somewhere in there. This is a 10th seed. You know, when I look at 10, I'm like, damn, they barely got in this thing. You know, obviously, you know, they're in it, but yet they went through, they won the game against St. John's, and St. John's was everybody's baby for a little while, you know, even though we knew there were some limitations to it. And then you go back and you kind of look at what happened. Arkansas, the athleticism of Arkansas.
Yeah, now they got athletes.
Yeah.
They really do.
You talk about a 10th seed, but these guys are athletes like they're a 2 seed, you know? And so when you talked about the individual talent with Wagner and all them boys like that, they're just seem like they're figuring it out. It's like, okay, if we do this together, because it's one thing to have a bunch of individual talents, but if we can do this and find a way to play like this together with the just God-given ability that we have, well, we can make some noise.
I do want to hear from Tom Izzo because he had some great quotes earlier in the week. We'll get to that later in the show.
He's big man.
He should be.
I like it.
Everyone should be
because I like
the transfer portal opening in the middle of the tournament and 1,000 players going into it isn't good. And then him having to answer questions from people about like, hey, what are you doing in the portal? He's like, trying to win the Sweet 16 game, man. Like, what are you doing in the portal? Leave me alone. Stop asking me that. We'll get back to that a little bit later. There's 4 more games tomorrow. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us on opening day. This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at padlybuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.